Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 71 degrees at 410 here on this Thursday, May 15th, 2025. Hopefully everybody's doing all right today. The week's almost over. Hopefully you're just about done, if not done with today, if you're working that 7 to 3 shift. And one more day left and the weekend's yours. Let me see. I was just looking at Annapolis weather for next week because it's a lot of outdoors activities. But let me see what we have for our area here. Yeah, Friday, 49% chance of showers, 77 degrees. Saturday, 77 degrees, only a 24% chance of showers. And Sunday, I'm looking at 63, another 24% chance of showers, but more cloudy and colder on Sunday. Cooler. But, next week, a little mix again. So never leave it to the mainstream media to disappoint you because they're not going to. They're going to run with their slant on things, their narrative on things. And it's just interesting. I've seen this story in multiple outlets. The Associated Press picked it up. Multiple news agencies around the nation picked it up. Vanity Fair picked it up. Rolling Stone picked it up. They're not saying key parts of the story, though. And when I read you the story, you tell me what parts they're leaving out. So the headline is Wanted Lord Buffalo Drummer, forcibly removed from a Dallas flight, detained by U.S. Border Patrol before a European tour. So basically, the gist of the public story that's out there is this up-and-coming band, they were an opening act in this European tour, and they were on a plane in Dallas ready to go to Europe. And Border Patrol ripped them off the plane. And you make it seem like, oh, what's going on here? That bad, mean Border Patrol, ICE agents, whatever they are, it's got to be bad. So a Texas-based drummer was forcibly removed. Now, you hear forcibly removed. That leads to me, like when they came on the plane and said, you have to go with us. They said, no. Well, it's not a request. We weren't asking. We're telling you, you can either do it voluntarily or we're going to make you do it. That's the way it works. So he was forcibly removed from his flight to Europe by Border Patrol agents when authorities discovered an active warrant for him, forcing his band to cancel his international tour. So that's the catch there. And that's what Vanity Fair, that's what Rolling Stone, that's what the Associated Press left with. This Texas-based drummer was forcibly removed from his flight to Europe by Border Patrol agents when authorities discovered an active arrest warrant for him, forcing his band to cancel his international tour. And there's pictures of this. There's video of this from body cameras footage. So, of course, people's minds start wandering. Oh, it's an overreach by the Border Patrol. They're snatching people off planes. Here was someone who was just going to do his thing. And the name of the band is Lord Buffalo, drummer, Yamal Saeed. And he's a Mexican national. Now, that's the next. So, Lord Buffalo, drummer, Yamal Saeed, a Mexican national, had boarded his flight to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport when Customs and Border Protection officially detained him on May 12th, the band said on a Facebook post. The green card holder is permitted to live in the United States, and here you go, the key part that a lot of the stories left out, but was wanted by a Llano County Sheriff's Office for violating a protective order against him multiple times. A felony in Texas, Homeland Security said on X. The individual, the drummer, had a warrant for his arrest after violating a restraining order at least twice. If you come to our country and break our laws, you will be arrested, the agency said. Now, here's someone who was permitted to live here, had a green card to be here, was permitted to work here, had an order of protection against him that he violated twice. Now, his band had a gig in Europe that they were about to go on tour as an opening act. When he flagged through TSA, the warrant popped. They tracked him down. They were able to get to the plane before it departed. and Customs and Border Patrol grabbed him, turned him over to local authorities. So they were basically just the apprehending unit. Then it was turned over to local authorities because his warrant was from the municipal police. When he was attempting to leave the U.S., he was apprehended by CBP and was been turned over to local law enforcement. The band announced it was forced to cancel its upcoming tour over the drummer's arrest without mentioning the alleged arrest warrant. Of course not. Why would you add that? And listen, Vanity Fair, Rolling Stone, and all that never mentioned it either. Here's a Mexican national who was legally here in the United States, was snatched off a plane and arrested by Border Patrol. That's what they're going with. The Psych Americana band was scheduled to tour with a rock band, Orzak Ozo, Netherlands, Germany, Denmark, Finland, and Sweden through May. We are devastated to cancel this tour, but we are focusing all of our energy and resources on the drummer's safety and freedom. Not the person he violated the protection from abuse order on twice. You know, they're not worried about that person's safety and freedom, but the person who violated it. So we're worried about that. We are hopeful that this is a temporary setback and that it could be safe for us to reschedule our tour in the future, the band said. Orzak Ozo, the main act, spoke out on the arrest, saying that nobody should be jailed for simply trying to travel to make art with their band. So that's the Norway band that's going on this European tour. That's their take on this. No one should be jailed trying to travel to make art with their band. No, he wasn't jailed for simply traveling to make art with his band or go on tour with you. He was jailed because he violated a protection from abuse order twice and had an active felony warrant. That's why he was jailed. How come mainstream media stories want to leave that out? How come that's in the small print in the Associated Press all the way down towards the bottom? Vanity Fair and Rolling Stone left it out altogether because their headline, their seller, the mean bad government, those ICE agents, Border Patrol meanies in their green uniforms, they're simply pulling this musician off who happens to be a Mexican national, who has it here legally, has all his papers, and detained him because he just wanted to go make art with their band. We're devastated by the situation Lord Buffalo and their drummer have been forced into. They weren't forced into it. He did it himself. He brought this upon the band. The band lost their opening tour gig because they had a drummer who happened to have a felony warrant. Let's put the blame where it belongs, on the individual who broke the law, not once but twice. And that's not even getting into why he has the protection from abuse order to begin with. No one should be pulled off a plane or jailed simply to travel to make art with their band. We won't pretend to understand the full complexity of the situation, but this should not happen anywhere. It shouldn't happen anywhere. We shouldn't be holding people with protections of abuse orders accountable when they violate them. Is that what the public wants? Is that what the U.S. populace, is that what Democrats want? I mean, obviously, this band in Norway wants it. Goes on to say the drummer joined the band in 2017 after previously drumming with another band. Who cares? Who cares? But they want to make this about the artist, the music. Here's just someone who happened to stray of the law, and you know, we should understand better. We should have let him go on a European tour, leave the nation. Forget about his active felony warrant. Forget that he violated a protection from abuse order twice. Says he moved to the U.S. when he was a child in 1980 after his parents moved the family out of Mexico following an earthquake. He said he's employed as a paraprofessional for a middle school and high school teams at the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Austin, Texas. Well, there's another problem. Here's someone who has an active protection from abuse order, violated twice with a felony warrant, working for a middle school and a high school sports team. Now, I think it's amicable he's working for a school for the blind and visually impaired, but again, when you violate the law, you kind of put your future in jeopardy. Vice principal at the school described the drummer as highly respected and long-serving member of our school community, according to the outlet. The band said that it had been left out of contact with the drummer, but he has been given an immigration attorney. We still know very little about the situation, but we have been asked by our drummer's family and his legal team to respect their privacy while the situation evolves. Well, no doubt, because here's somebody who was legally allowed to be here temporarily. He had working authorization. He had a green card. He is legally here. But now with a felony warrant, and now that he's drawn attention to himself, that he violated it twice, violated a protection from abuse order twice, he himself has put himself in jeopardy. He himself has put his family at risk for being deported. Because, unfortunately, you gave yourself a felony. No one did it for you. No one. This is no one coming down on you or being unreasonable with you. But you have the United States media, the machine behind this, downplaying this. Downplaying someone who violated a protection from abuse order twice, has a felony warrant, and it's about them being an artist. It's about them being an immigrant. It's about them, you know, having a family. Well, what about everybody else that's involved? Especially the victim from the protection from abuse order. This is the garbage we need to sift through. This is the, and I, listen, I feel, I do this for a living, but I feel bad for people out there that are working full-time jobs, raising family. You know, my kids are grown. It's just my wife and I. I have time to do this. This is what I do now. So I dedicate myself to it, to sift through this nonsense, this trash heap. But I feel bad for the public out there, and it's a wonder why our kids are getting brainwashed. It's a wonder why people out there are being brainwashed by the media and believing all this nonsense that they're hearing, because all they read is the headline in the first couple of stories. And they're going, did you see that musician? They just pulled off a plane and arrested. That's disgraceful. He's just going to make music. It's just horrible. And I feel bad for the people who can't or don't have the time to sift through this garbage. And I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to at least give you some scope into sifting through this nonsense, because this is utterly garbage. Here's someone with a felony warrant because they violated a protection from abuse order. Now, put aside, you're in this country legally making a good living. You're playing with a band. You're opening. You're going to visit more countries than I've probably visited in my lifetime in the next couple of months. You're working for a school district. You come to the country after your country had an earthquake for a better life. You stray to the law. You did something to somebody where they got a protection from abuse order against you. Okay. Well, you know what? I got a lot to lose. So, you know, I need to do the right thing here. But then you violated it once. And that's a problem, because that's an additional crime now. And then you violated it again. Well, now it's a felony. And you refused to answer for that felony. They tried to contact you. They tried to have you come in. They called you. And they issued a warrant for your arrest because you were evading authorities for your felony charge. And then you thought it was okay because you're privileged. You know, you're just out trying to make music. You're an immigrant. I'm here legally. I'm just going to be with my band. You got on a plane. Your name popped and they pulled you off. And not only that, you refused to get off the plane. You had to be pulled off the plane because there's video of it. The body cam footage is on the article. You had to be pulled off the plane because you weren't cooperative with law enforcement. Now you're under arrest, sitting in a jail, facing a felony charge and possible deportation. Congratulations. You brought it upon yourself. And for the American media, for the liberals out there to cry for this individual, knock it off. We have enough of our own problems. We don't need to excuse nonsense like this. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. A lot of text messages coming in off that. Somebody said, forget about the green card thing. If you ever tried to get on a plane with a felony warrant, we would be forcibly removed. You know, especially when they walk up and say, step off the plane, and you say no. That's not going to happen too easy for you. Somebody else said, lots of nice drummers everywhere. Mainstream media just trying to drum up controversy. I see what you did there. If he's been in the band since 2017, there's got to be a super fan drummer to replace him. Drummers are a dime a dozen. Hey, not good ones. Relax there. Easy. He screwed the band off a great tour. Absolutely. Generally, anyone who will protect a perp with a protection from abuse order has never been abused. 100%. Has two PFAs. I bet there's a Abuse crimes never reported because he threatened the victims. Could be. Could be. How come all the legacy media doesn't care about the families that died trying to get over the border? Or all the women and children that were murdered, raped, trying to get here during the open border? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, somebody asked me what I thought about the Diddy trial that's going on in New York. That, listen, that's a mess. That's a whole nother monster. There's some sick stuff going on there, and stuff's not the word I would like to use there, but I have to because FCC doesn't like it. But I can't see him walking. There is too much there, and it's just how people surrounded themselves with this cretin, and he is just that, is unbelievable. And you had some big people that look to be in his inner circle. Will there be a fallout? There should be, right? There should be. If it was the other way around, there'd be all sorts of connections being made. But now, no, we can't do it. Can't do it. I remember when, the mayor of New York gave him the key to the city, right? Stuff happens. It's 4:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. You're with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here throughout the Commonwealth who made the ultimate sacrifice on this National Police Memorial Day today, May 15th. We're going to start with Trooper Rourke Herbert Ross, Pennsylvania State Police, in 1986. Was killed in an automobile accident when he and his partner were responding to a hit-and-run accident in Venango County. During their response, the vehicle skidded across the roadway, struck a tree. Trooper Ross was transported to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. Sergeant William Keeler, Philadelphia Police Department in 1975, was killed when his motorcycle collided with a city sanitation truck in State Road, Ashburner Street. He was on his way to the police academy with forms he had picked at the police headquarters for the class he was teaching. He later died at Nazareth Hospital. Officer Ernesto Nesty Valentin, Hazleton City Police Department, 1938, was killed when he was thrown from a running board of a vehicle that was transporting an injured boy to the hospital. The boy had been struck by a vehicle nearby and suffered severe leg injuries. The driver of the vehicle placed the boy in the car, began driving him to the hospital through heavy traffic. Officer Valente was flagged down, and then jumped onto the car's running board and sounded his whistle as they continued to the hospital. As they approached the intersection of Broad Street and Wyoming Street, the driver hit the brakes hard, throwing Officer Valentin to the ground. He was taken to the hospital in a taxi, but succumbed to his injuries. Again, that was 1938. And then we have Police Officer James Kelly, Philadelphia Police Department, in 1892, was struck and killed by a Pennsylvania Railroad train at the Almhouse Crossing near South Street. He and another officer were in the area in a result of citizen complaints about large groups of boys who would play baseball and harass citizens on Sundays. As he and the other officer crossed the tracks to speak with the boys, he was struck by a Philadelphia, Wilmington, and Baltimore Railroad engine. And those are our four today, but I also want to acknowledge and congratulate some of our local heroes. Three officers from the Scranton Police Department have been recognized as Top Cop awardees from the National Association of Police Organizations, a national organization, NAPO, which I am a member of as well. Scranton police detectives received national recognition. This week, Detective Heiler, Detective Gil Martin, along with then Detective Sergeant, now Deputy Chief Lafferty, received the National Association of Police Organizations Top Cop awards for their heroic actions in January of 2024. Gentlemen, congratulations and well-deserved. I also want to recognize the Wilkes-Barre City Police Department. They have hired some new officers that are joining their ranks. Paul Shramovsky, Jonathan Mason, and John Owens, welcome to their job as Wilkes-Barre City Police Officers. Welcome to the Brotherhood, gentlemen, and thank you for your commitment and service to our area. And again, congratulations to both the Wilkes-Barre City Police Department and their new recruits being hired, and their new officers being hired, and to the three Scranton detectives and now Deputy Chief Lafferty on winning the NAPO Top Cop Award during Police Week. That is quite a recognition, but what you've lived through that day, what you continue to do for our city is about as outstanding as it could get, gentlemen. So congratulations. It is 4:41 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Well, it's time for Today in History on the Rob O'Donnell Show, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? We have an overview of some significant events in the U.S. and history that occurred on this day, May 15th. Let me see. 1800, going way back. Capital relocation to Washington, D.C. President John Adams ordered the federal government to move from Philadelphia to the newly established capital, Washington, D.C., marking the pivotal moment in the nation's early development. 1862, the establishment of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. President Abraham Lincoln signed legislation creating the Department of Agriculture to aim to support the nation's farmers and agriculture development. It's interesting that next in line is 1940, opening of the first McDonald's restaurant. Richard and Maurice McDonald opened the first McDonald's fast food restaurant in San Bernardino, California, laying the foundation for what is now known as a global franchise. 1942, creation of the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps. U.S. Congress established the WAAC, allowing women to serve in non-combat roles during World War II, a significant step toward gender integration into the military. That was 1942. 1970, Jackson State College shooting. During student protests at the Jackson State College in Mississippi, police opened fire, killing two black students and injuring 12 others, an event that highlighted racial tensions and the demand for civil rights. 1972, assassination attempt of Governor George Wallace. Alabama Governor George C. Wallace was shot and paralyzed while campaigning for the U.S. presidency in Maryland. 2008, legalization of same-sex marriage in California. The California Supreme Court ruled that the state's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional, making California the second U.S. state to legalize same-sex marriage. And that was 2008. Some notable birthdays on this day, May 15th. We have Madeleine Albright. She was with us from 1937 to 2022. First female U.S. Secretary of State. She served from 1997 to 2001. Brian Eno was born in 1948. Influential British musician and producer. Known for his work in ambient music and collaborations with various artists. And Andy Murray, 1987, Scottish professional tennis player and multiple Grand Slam winner. And that's our Today in History. Still have a couple of minutes there. Jake, how did the schedules come out yesterday? Last night was the scheduled time. Everything come out about what was expected? Were there any surprises?
Yeah, I think everything came out pretty much about the way that I expected it to. I was kind of surprised. I mean, with about less than an hour before 8 o'clock, when everything was to be released, you had basically everything that was leaked all over the internet. But yeah, very, very exciting time. Like I talked about, we talked a little bit about the kickoff game, the Thanksgiving game, international games. And this year, Rob, I forgot to mention it yesterday, but this year we have a Christmas triple header, just like we did in 2023. And the first game, now these first two games are going to be on Netflix. And the first game, I mean, from a rivalry perspective, it doesn't get any better than this. 1 o'clock, Netflix, Christmas Day. It's the Dallas Cowboys at the Washington Commanders. So what better way to kick off Christmas than one of the best rivalries in NFL history? And then at 4:30 on Netflix, the second game will be the Minnesota Vikings hosting the Detroit Lions. I mean, we got all sorts of rivalry games that day. And the cool thing with Minnesota is usually when it's Christmas time, a lot of times everyone knows them for their purple uniforms, but they just come out and all in white. They have a whiteout game, which is really cool. And then 8:15 on Amazon Prime will be, shocking, the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Denver Broncos, huh? So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty exciting to have a Christmas triple header. I know that the NFL is trying their hardest to steal the spotlight from the NBA, because obviously everyone knows when they think of Christmas Day and they think of sporting events, they think of the NBA because they have half a dozen plus games that day. And the last couple of years that the NFL has had games on Christmas Day, I mean, they pretty much blown the NBA out of the water as far as ratings go. So, you know, just
long day on Christmas Day.
No, huh? For sure. I mean, from 1 o'clock, you know, you have the NBA, you have the NFL. Then, of course, I mean, those NBA games, of course, you have the late ones. I mean, it'll be December 26th by the time everything's over. So, you know, but just looking ahead at some, you know, some notable games and notable matchups. And week 18 is something that I want to talk about because Highmark Stadium in Buffalo, that's going to be their last regular season game. That stadium has been around for 52 years. But yeah, the last regular season game, and it's against the Jets. And when you look at some of the ticket prices for these games, obviously you'll have Cowboys-Eagles, Cowboys-Raiders. You'll have, obviously, a lot of high-profile matchups like this. But just the fact that this is going to be the last regular season game at that stadium, it's pretty high up there. And just looking at some of the notable games that we have here, I think the one that comes to mind for me, week 18, is the Washington Commanders at the Philadelphia Eagles. That was the NFC Championship last year. And I'm a firm believer in these two teams being very, very strong again this year. And one of my bold predictions is this game. I think the winner of this game gets home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and the loser ends up being the 5 seed, just kind of like it was last year with Detroit when they demolished Minnesota in the last Sunday night game of the regular season, for that matter. They got the 1 seed, Minnesota got the 5 seed, even though they really didn't go anywhere in the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, just, and then of course the other thing too is I see what the NFL is doing as far as the Steelers schedule goes, because on opening day, the Steelers travel to MetLife Stadium to play the New York Jets. Well, it just so happens that Justin Fields, he was with the Steelers. He's now a New York Jet. It just so happens that Aaron Rodgers was a New York Jet, and hey, what team is he being linked to? Pittsburgh. So I kind of see what the NFL is doing there, having those two go head-to-head on opening day.
Is it a done deal with Aaron Rodgers with Steelers, or that's still in discussions?
It's only going to be a matter of time, I think. I mean, it's ridiculous enough that this has gone on for 2 months now, almost 2 months as of next week. And I heard a rumor this past weekend that supposedly he joined some country club out in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, that tells me that he's going to be there after they've basically coddled him these past 2 months and let him take as much time as he needs. So, I mean, if this would have been 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have been thrilled. I mean, Aaron, don't get me wrong, Aaron is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But he's also one of the biggest head cases of all time, too, and he's shown it the past couple of years especially.
Do the Jets look for some retribution if they're on the opposite side of the field as him? I could see that coming,
yeah,
too. All of a sudden, you want to play now? All right, we'll show you.
I mean, honestly, he was with Green Bay for 17 years, and even his last couple of years in Green Bay, he was starting to get pretty disgusted with things there. I mean, whether it was Mike McCarthy getting fired in 2018, I know he had there was some tension between himself and their general manager that's still there. And his 2 years with the New York Jets, I mean, week one, 2023, 4 plays in, he tore his Achilles against the Buffalo Bills. Then last year, Robert Saleh getting fired 5 games in, general manager gets fired. I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, it just seems like his heart truly isn't invested in football. And if it's not, then why are you even considering this? I mean, you know, Chuck Knoll, all Steelers fans know and remember Chuck Knoll. And he said a long time ago, he said, if you're already thinking about retirement, then you're already retired.
Yep, no
Simple
doubt.
As that.
Yep. All right. Good info, as always.
And possibly, I was going to say, Kelly and I possibly going to MetLife Stadium November 2nd, San Francisco 49ers at the New York Giants. So
do it.
Hell yeah.
Do it.
Hell yeah.
Don't even think about it. If it's something, do it.
Yeah.
Get out there. Hopefully it's a good day for you.
Definitely.
It's 4:56 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here. We're coming up on the 5 o'clock hour in just a bit. Did you see this? One of the serial Tesla terrorists. He's been, he actually beat up a teenage girl and her mom. And that's why he's back in jail. He's harassing Tesla owners. Literally got the daylights beat out of him in jail. Because it turns out that even prisoners, violent prisoners in the penitentiary, have moms. So when word got around that this was a serial Tesla road rager, beat a teenage girl and a mom, attacking them, blocking them. Once word got out, the other inmates didn't think too kindly of this individual. And literally, I put the picture up on my Facebook page if you want to see it there. He's in a wheelchair, and he's beaten pretty good. Eyes both swollen, pretty bloodied. I don't think he'll be picking on any moms or anybody in Teslas any longer. But a little prison justice, I guess. Some karma delivered via the prison system. So it's a you got to see the picture. You got to see the picture. But again, moral of the story is even hardened prisoners have moms. So be careful. Be careful what crime you're in jail for. But I don't even feel sorry a little bit. Don't even feel sorry a little bit. So we'll be back. It's 5 o'clock on WILK News Radio. We'll be back after our messages.